I had this feeling of full Skype last night when I went to Ruch Sinchia, and now he got up to the Mishnah and Daf Yudbeis and Mudbeis, and I was waiting to see what he would say. And then he said pretty much all the chakivas that we said in class. I said, wow, look where I am. And then I realized I've been learning about him for 30 years. So if I wouldn't have said what I said, that would have been a problem. But what he did add, what I was looking for in terms of makoros, right, that when we gave the chakiras of Bari Veshema, so I said, this is Bnei Yoshua, this is the Beis Yaakov, this is the Shem Kodalecha, that I couldn't find anything in the Rishonim. So one of the things happened in the Rishonim, we found the Svara, if you recall, we had the name of the Beis Yaakov, that if a person is a Shema, basically that undermines his Mukhzakut. What kind of a Mukhzak are you? You're not even sure the money is yours. How can you be a Mukhzak? It's like a Safi Gezel Biyadcha. So there's such a phrase in the Ravon. So you should know that the Ravon, you know, say the name of the Beis Yaakov, you say the name of the Ravon. But aside from that, pretty much he went through the same, you know, he raised the same chakiros in terms of Bari Veshema, he raised the same chakiros in terms of Migo, similar nafkaminas, so Baruch Shekivanu. We're up to the Mishnah on that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Second Mishnah, that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So let's read the Mishnah together. Ra'u amedaberes dimecha diyamru lamat tivo yishizeh. She answers, Ishtoni the Kohenu. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim, Ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Mipiya, Anukhayim. El Harezu, Becheskas, Bu'a, Gunasinu, Lamamzer, Acha, Tavi, Raya, Vidvara. Mishnah then continues with the Sefer. Hayasam, Uberes, Amrula, Ma, Tivo, Shaluberze. And she responds, Ishtoni the Kohenu. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, they continue with their mantra. Ne'emenes, and Rabbi Yeshua continues with his mantra. Omi piyu anu chayim el harezu becheskas muveres and sinu mamzer achatavi raya lidvareha. I already sent you to the Mishnah similarly on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. So we have over here on one hand a series of Mishnayos. We have over here a series of Mishnayos, and it appears to be, you know, simply a continuation. Every Mishnah, you have to ask, what's the Chiddush? Like over here, even within the Mishnah itself, we have a Reshi, we have a Sefer, we have to ask, why do you need two Bavos? But it appears to be the same, a continuity of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, each of them holding by their same signon, their same style, Ne'emenes, Lomipiyanu Chayim, just a slightly different nuance in terms of the signon. That's on one hand. However, there is a tremendous difference, as we pointed out, such an inference, between the Mishnah on Daf Yudbeis and Mudbeis, and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the top, and this Mishnah. Namely, that on one hand, it's correct that we have over here a continuity in terms of style, a continuity in terms of phraseology. But where could you draw the line between Yudbeis and Mudbeis and Gimel Amud Aleph on the top on one hand, and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom on the other hand? What over here is unique in terms of this Mishnah?
She's a Pnumim, and also it's a...
That's another part of Yukim, though. We're moving over to the world of Issa V'Hesher. That means a lot. That means a lot. We dealt with Issa V'Hesher previously as well. But previously, we dealt with Issa V'Hesher as another factor within the case. Namely, when we're dealing with Mishnah Nisarasti Ne'enasti, we have two questions. We have a question of Mamanos, and we have a question of Issa V'Hesher. Right? Now, if we had a question, does she get her tzuva, does she get her tzuva? And we also have a question in terms of, is she still muteret l'bala, or is she not muteret l'bala? Here we're dealing with pure Issa V'Hesher. Pure Issa V'Hesher. She's not to'enet anything. She doesn't want her tzuva. She's not married, right? We're talking about a tzuva l'chora. And so we're not talking over here about a ksuva, so we're not talking over here b'chal about the whole world of Kohen the Nitan. She's not a Toenim. She's not a Motziah. There's no Mamanos at all. And there's no conflict. We don't have over here, he says, she says. Right? Hu omer kacha, he omer kacha, he omer kacha, hu omer kacha. Here, we just have her talking in a vacuum. There's no one talking against her. And so, in that respect, the whole question is not who do we believe more, right? Do we believe the husband? Do we believe the wife? That's what we're doing up to this point. Now it says that Rabbi Yeshua says we believe the husband. Rabbi Yeshua says we believe the wife. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're just talking about, can we believe her in a vacuum? Can we believe her in a vacuum? And that limits very, very much our options in terms of trying to understand whether we can and whether we can't. Namely, that we can take everything that we said previously and be mitzamtzim, because not everything we said previously has relevance in this situation. I say we ask the question, can she believe or can she not be believed? What would be, on this side, in this Mishnah, what would be pushing Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer to say she should be believed? Why should she be believed? What over here do we have, let's say, internally, and what could we have over here externally? What are we there with? Yes? Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Isurim. I would certainly go in that direction, but I don't know if I would formalize it in that way. I would, you know, again, self, we're still dealing with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua using the same phraseology. If you're using the same phraseology, then I would feel much more comfortable keeping with the same terminology we used previously. Yes, we may have to limit things, but keeping the same terminology. How do we want to explain Rabbi Gamliel? What was the Havim of the Gemara in the days and the days to explain Rabbi Gamliel in the earlier Mishnayos? Yes? Before Cheskasot, because before we got to Cheskasot. Sorry. Namely, that she, you know, it's that we ask her, Ra'um adaberes im echad amru lamati v'shil ishda, and she says, Bari, ishtloni v'koenu. Mativo shel uber zeh, meishtloni v'koenu. She's a Bari. She's a Bari. And who is the Shema? We're the Shema, right? We're the Shema. We don't know whether to believe her or not. We say, that's what you say. How do we know it's correct? So we have over here a Bari on her part, and a Shema on our part. So let's investigate. We had four theories of how Bari v'Shema works. Four reasons why Bari v'Shema, we say that Bari Ne'eman. What was the first reason that we discussed? We discussed it or in any way that you want. What was one of the reasons that we discussed? Why should Bari v'Shema Bari Yadav work? It's a raya. What's the raya? Chazaka einanam toein elam kin yeshvallah. Can that apply over here? Why not? There's no taina. She's not coming. She doesn't want anything. Chazaka einanam toein elam kin yeshvallah. I don't come to court and say so and so owes me money unless he really owes me the money. I don't come to court and say so and so broke my window. She broke me the window. She's not coming to court. She's not toein to anything. There's no raya. She's not toein it. She's answering a question. That's not a raya. So that doesn't apply over here. We can't apply over here to Pinay Yoshua. What other option did we have over there? That Shema means there's no muchzakas, right? That she's not a motziah. Here she's not a motziah. There's no question over here about muchzakas. Muchzakas is in the world of mamanos. In Toin v'nitzan. So you have a din that mamana muta b'safek, that we say, amotzi nechadol lo haraya. This is not mamana muta b'safek. There's no amotzi nechadol lo haraya. There's no muchzakas over here, which is undermined by the Shema. So that falls off. So that's that we said the name of the Beis Yaakov. The Muchzakas said it last time, the name of the Rabban. What other theory did we have for Bari Yadav? Koach HaTaina. Again, Koach HaTaina, that's when you come here to the world of Toin v'Nitzan. In the world of Hilchos Toin v'Nitzan, that you have a right to demand a response. If I'm coming with a Taina, if he doesn't answer me back, then Kanera that I win. Because if he would have a good answer, he should give it to me. Here she's not being Toinet. There's no Taina over here. This is not Toin v'Nitzan. There's nothing that we're talking about. There's no Mamanos that's involved. What was the fourth? So that was the, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. We saw that the Rosh Shimon Shkup, that's fine in the first two Mishnayos. That's fine in dealing with the Ksuva. She comes and she's Toinet to Ksuva. So forget about the Raya of Einanam Toinet Ki Yesh Valor. Over here, within the world of Toinet Nitzan, Bezim insists that if you're a plaintiff, you have to respond to the Taina of the other party, yes?
Why wouldn't we say that here? I mean, certainly by Medepar, we said that there's a potential for amigo.
Come to Nigo. I'm just saying that the world of Toin v'Nitzan, the world of Taina, doesn't apply over here. That she's not coming and demanding, and then I have to respond, right? Now, if I come to court and say, so-and-so owes me money. So now, my Koach HaTaina means he just can't take the fifth. He takes the fifth, he owes me the money. He has to respond. I paid you back, I never borrowed from you, has to come up with some, or if it says any yodea, takes the fifth, so then he loses. Over here, we don't have that scenario. We're not that scenario. Anyways, we go to her and say, Mativo, shall we speak? Anyways, there's no reason why, it's where there's a question that she comes with a demand that has to be responded to. Well, what do we say in the name of God Olechad? That can apply over here. Namely, that Yitachain, that if someone is a Bari, we ask her, Mativo shall Ish Zeh, and she answers, Ish Ploni, but calling who? Why do Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi say Ne'emenet? Because there's no way to sasafik. The moment that she's a Bari, and we don't know. So here you have she's a Bari, we're the Shema, so there's no way to sasafik. There's no, in order to that, Rabbi Yoshua is Cholei. That at the moment that even if she's a Bari, the moment that we have the suffix, there's a latest suffix. We're not sure. This is a question on the Raisa play, whether this kid is Muteret L'Kohen or not Muteret L'Kohen, whether she's Muteret L'Kohen, she's not Muteret L'Kohen. So that applies over here. So one way of learning over here, the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, is that we're somehow on her Bari that could be brought in to explain Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, or a third approach. Again, one approach is that we have Bari. We have her Bari. Another approach is forget about her Bari. We have a Raya. We have a Chazaka. We have a Migo. We have a Seifega. What's the third approach that we saw in the previous Sugya? Both. Exactly. It's not either or, but we have a combination. That Bari Veshema alone wouldn't be enough. Right? The Bari Veshema would still allow for Leidas HaSafek. But Kozot, it allows for a very, very slight Leidas HaSafek. And then comes along the Migo, comes along the Chazaka, comes along the Sveika, and closes it. And we were dealing with the case where Bari Veshem alone wouldn't work, the Chazaka alone wouldn't work, but when you put the two together, then maybe they work. And Machokas Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel would be, can you take a minus and a minus and create a plus? Can you take a Bari Veshem, where we pass the Bari Veshem allowed Bari others? Can you take a Chazaka that maybe we have a radius on this Chazaka? Maybe we have a problem with the Migo, and that wouldn't work on its own. And could you combine the two? So what we've done, what I've tried to do now, is simply take the previous structure that we've dealt with in the Sugya, all those options, and point out that as a whole, they apply to this Mishnah. However, we have to even chunk them a little bit. Certain options that we had previously, we dealt with Mamanos, don't apply over here, but the structure applies, and therefore the Gemara doesn't get involved in why Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel arguing. That we simply take the previous structure and apply it over here. Yes, we have to change sometimes the nitty gritty. We just have to change the details. That over there we dealt with the Cheskas Aguth, here we're dealing with the Cheskas Kashrus. Over there we dealt with one form of Migo, here we may be dealing with a different form of Migo. Here, Tosus raises, here maybe we have a Sfeik Sfeika, etc. Okay, that's what we have over here as an introduction, just a little bit of Mishnah. Yeah?
So if you're dealing with Sfeik Sfeikas, then what about the Muteret?
I'm just saying on the ratio. In other words, we can distinguish that. Maybe in the ratio we have a Sfeik Sfeika, and in the Sefer, so the Sfeik Sfeika falls off, and the Migo falls off, she can't say, believe or not, that happened once in history, maybe. But what we still are left with is the Chazaka. She one time, she was born with the Chazaka's Kashas. Clearly over here, she's not exactly our model of Sneas, but she was born with the Chazaka's Kashas, and that can apply.
Yeah.
What? Rove, we're going to get to on Yigimon Adays. Okay, I don't want to get involved in Rove. Rove will be the next year. Actually, Yigimon Adays. How that fits in over here. But certainly, correct, Rove is a very, very powerful Raya. And so we'll have to see in two directions. What if we have a Rove Kerim, what if we have a Rove Sulin, how that interacts with the Mishnah. However, all of this that we set up to now, I think can be certainly learned in the Sugya. And even if the Rishonim don't say it black on white, Lakora, that's what underlies the Mishnah, except for one Rishon. One Rishon did not learn the Mishnah this way. Who am I referring to? Not going to find it in that volume. Rambam. One Rishon, what?
Rambam.
The Rambam. Okay. I can tell you, where's the Rambam? Look at the Rambam. Right? The Rambam has a long arichus on the various options that exist in Hilchos Yisurabiya and Perek Yisvot. Some of the options are in the Gemara, some of the options aren't in the Gemara. However, smack in the middle of the Rambam, so let's just start The Rambam is in Perek Tesvav Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. Perek Tesvav begins Eizeh Hu Mamzer HaAmor V'Torah. It's very interesting how the Rambam, you know, took our Mishnah and took it out of the context, I mean, which we ourselves pointed out that this is not exactly a continuity of Mishnayos of Yud Beis and Beis Yud Gimel and Aleph, where we're dealing with Ksuva and where Easter comes into the back door. Here we're dealing with pure Easter of Heter. So the Rambam had to put it separately, but he put it smack into the middle of a parak dealing with Eizehu Mamzer. And right after the din of Shalosha Mamzerim Heim, Mamzer Vadai, Mamzer Safek, Mamzer Bidivei Sofrim, then the Rambam comes up with our Mishnah. Penuya Shenis Avra Miznut, Amrula Mahu Ha'uber Hazeh, Oh, Havlad Hazeh. Im Amra ben Kosher hu u Yisrael nivalti harezo ne'emenes v'ha ben Kosher. The Rambam paskins like Rabban Gamliel. Next line of Rova Ir Psulim, that will deal with that Jason's question in terms of Rov. We'll come to that when we have it next year. That's Gemara and Dr. Gimel and Jays. Then the Rambam continues to Halacha Yud Beis. In Halacha Yud Beis, he deals with a situation that's not in our sugya. What if we couldn't ask the mother? The mother died in childbirth, and the secrets, like one of those southern novels, you know, where you have this baby being born out of wedlock, and you have no idea who it is, and then someone will kill the mockingbird or whatever, and figure out who he is. But that's not dealt with over here in this sugya. But then the Rambam continues. Why does he continue? And he says as follows: Amra, if she says, "Liploni hamamzer nivalti." I cut down the cherry tree. I was over in Avera. Leploni mamzer nivalti. Oh, leploni hanesin. Like Rabbi Yeshua suspected. Rabbi Yeshua said, Sheva the mamzer. Now she says it straight out. Leploni mamzer nivalti, leploni nesin. Afilu oso ploni modeshu mimenu. They both agree. This is our son. Hare ze havlat safek mamzer. We don't believe her. She says, this kid is a Vaday Mamzer. The father says, this kid is a Vaday Mamzer. We don't believe her. Why? Kishem Shizinat, Imze Shehodala, Kachzinta, Macher. Could very well be that she had snoot with this person, but maybe she had snoot with someone else as well, and this is a child of the other contact. Vizeu Anikra Shtuki, Shemakir es Imo, Veno Makir es Avi Vaday. What's going on over here? In Halacha, Yud Aleph, we paskin that if she says this kid is kosher, we believe her. When she says the kid is kosher, we believe her. And then Rambam comes along and says, when she says the kid is possible, we don't believe her. Kosher b'kal v'chomer. If we believe her against Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says when she claims the kid is kosher, who says? The kid should at least be a Samik Manzer. But then we believe her that he's totally kosher. So kal v'chomer, we should believe her if she agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that he's possible. Yeah? Oh, and not so much local. It has tremendous relevance to everything we're saying. Ah, right, it's local, yeah, but I mean, this goes against everything we said up to now. So the Mashikas of Rabbeinu says the Magid Mishnah, Shafilu hi omeret l'kroni hamamzer nivalti, hu mitnei she'ein ha'isha ne'menet l'ksol, ela who has the right to pasul ha'av bilvad. That's local, right? And we have a Zeres HaKosuv of Yakir. That the father has the right to say this kid is a mamzer, this kid is a sin, etc. That's the father's prerogative. That's the din of Yakir. But that Yakir only applies to the father and not to the mother. But the question is, forget about Yakir. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says she's ne'eman l'hachshir. Isn't it a kal v'chomer? She's ne'eman l'hachshir, kal v'chomer, she's ne'eman l'tzol. V'yach al pishin ne'emanet l'hachshir, says the Magid Mishnah, v'yadir shekol shekin l'tzol, lo hi. Why? The lahachshir dvar Torah ein anu srichin lo. We don't need her to be machshir the vlad. The hamidina lohavi ela safik mamzer. The safik mamzer min haTorah muter gamar hu level bekal. We have a rule, Gemara in Kedushin, mamzer vaday amar rachmana velo safik mamzer. The moment that a person is a safik mamzer, you're basically muter midoraisa. Rabbanan goes well like it. The Rabbanan called this individual a shtuki. Right? That's a category drabanan. So therefore, the whole Mishnah, when Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer say ne'emene, what are they talking about? He'eminuha v'shel divrehem. They believe her on a drabanan. That's why they believe her. Not because she has a bari and a hazaka and a this and a that, etc. We were dealing up to now in worlds of daraisa. No. On a daraisa plane, she wouldn't be believed. But since we're only dealing with drabanan, we believe her. Avol v'shel. But to say someone's a mamzer, that's a doraisa. Cave under me doraisa muta level the call, because maximum we have over a subject mamzer. Va'asa mamzer es vadai. Im hayu maminim osa makirin osa mamzer es vadai. Say makilim bishol Torah. Lo nasna Torah ne'emanos elo la'av. I mean that in this world of giving identity to herself and giving identity to children, she's not ne'emenes on a deraisa plane. She's only ne'emenes midrabanan. She's only ne'emenes on a drabanan plane. That's what the Rambam is saying. That she's only ne'emened midrabanan. Lo nasna Torah ne'emanos elo la'av. Rafiu la'av is a machlokes as to whether we pass in Yakir or not. We pass in Yakir. Kein nira li hata. Okay. Now the question is, why isn't she ne'emenes d'oraisa? Like, what's wrong with everything we set up to now? What's wrong with our whole structure? I mean, what the Rambam does is take our Mishnah and say, even though it appears on the surface that we have over here a continuity of Rabbi Gamliel and a continuity of Rabbi Yeshua, and even though it appears on the surface that we're dealing with the same criteria of Bari and Raya and Chazaka and Migo and back and Tziruv, even though that appears on the surface, no. We take this Mishnah, we put it smack in Yochos Yisuri B in a parak of Mamzerim. We say this is Mishnah is talking about a din where we're talking about a level of Nemonis Drabanon, right? And then you can have a Hey Mamru Vehe Mamru, right? And we're back to Rabbanon said that this kid is a, you know, maybe a Shnuki, but they'll believe her that he's not a Shnuki. Hey Mamru Vehe Mamru, you know, it's nothing to do with any of the rules we're talking about. Why did Rambam do it? Why did Rambam learn the way that every Rishon learned? The Rambam is the only Rishon to the best of my knowledge who learns this direction. Like what's wrong with keeping the woman in the same framework we've been dealing with up to now? So the Magen Mishnah offers two theories. One theory is Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. That we won't believe her if she says that she was ne'emenet to a mamzer, that she was nevela to a mamzer. Won't believe her. It's an iser of a mamzer lovo b'koho, and we won't believe her that she was over the iser of allowing the mamzer lovo b'koho. Va'od, she krova lo. And secondly, we're talking over here about a kid. This kid is her kid. No one disagrees with that the child is her child. And she's karov. And so she's not ne'emenes, as a karov is not ne'eman.
What is the
Svav is Yeretz HaKosov. Yeretz HaKosov of Yakir. And we act that Yeretz HaKosov is only by the father. It's in the Din of Bechor. In the Din of Yakir Vatesh Opishnayim. It's Yeretz HaKosov by the father. It doesn't apply across the board. The Zehu, and the proof of this, Shebigmara lo amru bokim es imo im amru vifsul nivalti ol lakashir ne'emenes. We don't ask her, who were you nival to, and she can believe whatever she says. That's all. That's the question. It's only that she's believed Lakashi Nivalti. That's a dindra, but we don't need her. Even though she wouldn't say anything, the kid wouldn't be a mamzer d'oraisa. So all she's nemon is to say he's not a mamzer d'rabana, and that's it. But when it comes to the real nitty gritty of d'oraisa, where we would need her to be nemon to say psul, then she wouldn't be believed. The one who hits the Rambam straight on is whom? Who is the Rishon who relates to the Rambam and says nothing doing that she's ne'emenes beimut lehachshir beimut sol? The way we learned, I mean, according to the way we learned, if she would have said, we asked her, you know, who is this fellow you were misyached with, and she would say, oh, he's mamzer Joe, right? We believe her. And then, if she would turn out to be pregnant, or then even, you know, if she would be psula v'kahuna, and a kid coming from her would also be, we believe her. Up to now, we assume that she just happens to say that she was nivel to a kasher. But if she would say she's nivel to a kasher, we believe her. The Rambam is the one who distinguishes between hefsher and psula. Who's the one who distinguishes? I sent you to the Shulta Giborim. That's the Shulta Giborim. That's Shulta Giborim in the parak. I sent you it, no? I think I mentioned it. Did I mention it? Any Yodea. I'm Torah, you're coming with any Yodea? Okay. I thought I saw it. Sorry if I didn't, but we see it together. It's not that long. Look in the Shulta Giborim of Dapeya Madalas. You have over there two dots about 10 lines down in the Shulta Giborim. says Knuya Shinis Abra Biznus, the he omeret shehim uberet miploni v'hu mamzer. This is the Rambam's case, where she says the kid is a mamzer. Afilu also ploni mode shehu minena, halei hablat tzavik mamzer hu, kishem shezinsen zeh shehodala, kach zinsen im acher. Who says that? Kedivrei HaRambam. That's the Rambam shita. So first the Shodibram quotes the Rambam. So the Rambam over here, this is the mistake in a continuity from the Riyaz, from Rav Yitzchak. Or Zeruah, the son of the Or Zeruah. The Eini, says the son of the Or Zeruah, Yitzchak Or Zeruah, Eini roe shitas ha-Talmud kidvarav. I don't see that as chat in the Mishnah, chat in the Gemara. Lomar, ela kishen shi ne'menet, lomar l'kosher nevalti l'achziko kosher, bevadai, kaki ne'menet, lomar l'mamzer nevalti l'achziko mamzer, l'atir b'mamzeres. Hoel v'adavar sh'yadua sh'biznus nis'abra, ne'menes lomar sh'zinzim apsulim. Im lo nifteka imo v'yasal avraz min sh'abnei adam, ha'reiz ha'safik mamzer, k'ma sh'mavua, perkas ha'yuchin, etc. Namely, that the Rav Yitzchak Or Zeruah learns the Mishnah like we did. She has ne'manes based on Bari, she has ne'manes based on her migo, she has ne'manes based on a sfeik sfeika, whatever we're going to say she has ne'manes, she has ne'manes, and the ne'manes goes in two directions. However, the Rambam clearly didn't learn the way we learned. In terms of what the Magi Mishnah offers as a statement of the Rambam, Ein Adam Meisim Asma Racha, that's questionable. Now here you look in the back of the Rambam, the Frankel Rambam, you know, he'll give you a whole slew of Akronim. Since when is there an Avera to be Nival by a Mamzer? If you Nival by a Mamzer, it has ramifications for the child. But there's an Avera, there's a Lav, an Easter to be Nival to a Mamzer. Lo Barur. Okay. And in terms of Ein Adam Korov Eisel Atzmo, if we're using, where do we bring in Ein Adam Eisel Atzmo Russia and Adam Korov Eisel Atzmo? We bring in these in terms of Eidus. In terms of Eidus. A person comes and says, I murdered someone. So you say, Ein Adam Eisel Atzmo Russia. Someone comes and wants to give Eidus on his wife. So you say, you're a Korov, you can't give Eidus. But over here, l'chora, this isn't a din of Eidus. This is a din of Ne'emanus. Who says that in the world of Easter, the Heter, that there's a psul of Korov? If I own a restaurant, and you ask my wife if the food in the restaurant is kosher, she says it's kosher, we don't believe her because she's married to me. And so we say she's no gay Badova. We don't say that in the world of Easter Veheter. Probably there's no psul of kurva in the world of Easter Veheter. This is Easter Veheter. This isn't Mamonos. Mamonos has its rules. Easter Veheter has its rules. So, it's to build the why the Rambam said it, did he hold like the Magen Mishnah because of Eidon Korva Eitzel Atzmo, because of Korov, or Eidon Eitzel Atzmo, Russia? We don't know. We don't know what yet pushed the Rambam. This is a Rambam we're going to have to come back to. And this is a Rambam that, if you want to see, maybe we'll see it next time. The Shem Shmaisa deals with this Rambam in Shmaisa Sabet. Two places. Perek Yud Zayin and in Perek Tesvav. We'll get to it. We never want to deal with growth. But in any case, you should be aware that everything that we said up to now was according to Rav Yitzchak Or Zeruah, and I assume according to any Rishon doesn't look according like the Rambam. But if we weren't like the Rambam, then this Mishnah has nothing to do with the previous Mishnayos. It's a prat within the world of Hilkos Yisurei Bia, within the world of Mamzerus. It's uprooted from the world of Bari Veshema, from the world of Chazakas. It purely is a din of Heim Amru Veheim Amru. They were mamming her on Drabbanas, they weren't mamming her on Doraisis. Okay. That's the Mishnah. Now let's move over to the Gemara, yes? Okay, sure. Of an attin? That we also have an Easter Doraisa. Yeah, also an Easter Doraisa. By the Gibbonim. Point. So I mean, Chazal Adorish Tamitzavim, that this was a Din Doraisa. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. Gemara speaks about my medaberes. Machlokes Ziri and Ravasi. Ziri amar nistera, Ravasi amar nivala. Fisha amoga Ziri, hainu shekatani medaberes, Ravasi hainu medaberes. Lishna malya, the ksiv, achol machatapia, the amra, lo paalti ove. The Rashash over here deals with the fact that even if you hold that medaberes is nistera, the cholzot, we're dealing over here with a kinui. We're sort of, you know, we don't say black and white in the Mishnah Yichud. So that he wants to distinguish between Lashon Malia and Lashon Nikia. That Nedaberes is both a Lashon Nikia instead of Nistara, and it's Lashon Malia in terms of Nivala. Okay, that's simply technically. That actually, yeah, we're dealing over here with the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi writing the Mishnah in a way that even a 7-year-old could read it without getting involved in all the, in all of the ramifications. Bishlamal ziri hainu dekatani tarte medaberet umuberes. Ela, because we're dealing on here on two planes, the plane of yichud and the plane of muberet. So we have a chiddush in two directions. A chiddush for Rabbi Yoshua that even in medaberet, even just with yichud, we raise a leidas hasafek, and we have a chiddush even according to Rabban Gamliel that even in muberes there's no leidas hasafek. The moment that she's buried, there's no leidas hasafek according to the way we learned it originally. And you could continue over to the Chazaka, the Sfeik, etc. Ela the Rav Asi Tarte Lamali, Chada Lahakshir Ba, the Chada Lahakshir Bebita. And that's the machlokas that we're going to come to. Hanichu Amandam Rodibe Machshir Ba Machshir Bebita. Ela Amandam Rodibe Machshir Ba, Post Rabita Mekula Meymar. So Rav Asi is stuck. So Rav Akamandam Rodibe Machshir Ba Machshir Bebita. Okay, let's stop over here for a minute. This question of Machshir Ba, Machshir Bebita. Machshir Ba, Machshir Bebita. Is there one side of this equation, of these two, of this Hakira, which is more Sfaradic than the other side? Again, you woke up in the middle of the night, you're asked. In other words, if you're Machshir Ba, do we assume automatically you're Machshir Bita, or can we distinguish between Ba and Bita? What would you say, Alpi Svara? Yeah. Why? Who says that, what you say? Uber Yerachimo, technically, but even with that Uber Yerachimo, Alpi Svara. Achara, it's all one and the same question, right? So Machshir Ba, that means that she was nivela to kasher, so she was nivela to kasher, and the bat is kasher. It's one something. I sent you the Tosas. I sent you the Tosas of Kavav in the days now. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm totally losing my marbles. Okay, so we have over there where Tosvos says the nireleri the cheskas ha'aim mahan yagam liyanai k'demash mahacha. I mean, nami leel. It does support our Gemara. The divrei hamachshir ba machshir bebita, v'afilu man the pasul bebita, hayne mishum mala asu gabisnut. That's a separate issue. In other words, that al pi svara we would say machshir ba machshir bebita. That would be the svara. If you want to say otherwise, you have to come on to some other factor, like mala asu beyuchsin. And maybe that would be a factor. But that's a totally external factor. Right? Yeah. Okay, we'll come to what Reuven says in 1 minute. But just with, in other words, that Lechora, what Shuki is saying is that we have over here one suffix. Who was she nivel to? And the moment that we are matched the suffix for her, Lechora, that bara, that it's the same suffix, same question. That's what Tosa says. And Alatar, the Rush says the Rashash. The Rashash Alatar raises the same issue. Ma pitom that we should have a mando amar that machshir ba v'lo machshir bebita. However, Reuven Lechora is giving us the direction. We have to take what Reuven is saying and put it in a conceptual framework. Reuven says, just a minute. Let's understand why we're a machshir ba. If we're a machshir ba because of her bari, if that's why we're machshir her because of her bari, and we say that when there's a bari, there's no way to sasafek. So the same way there's no way to for her, no way to sasafek for the ba. However, if we're machshir her because of a chazaka, right, that she has a cheskas kashrus, What would you say? Should that apply to the daughter, or should it not apply to the daughter? What would that depend upon?
The Gemara already said this to last week, but I am not over hour. So you mentioned over there that the chazaka of the daughter doesn't work in terms of the father.
That's a different question. I'm asking whether the chazaka of the mother should work in terms of the daughter. Excellent. This is the question, how we view a chazaka. How do we view a chazaka that we raise this issue? B'chlal, in the world of Rayas, are we talking about over here a birur, or are we talking about a hachra? We dealt with this in the world of Rove, distinguish between Rubat Isa come on, Rubat Alessa come on. We raise the issue in terms of Sapek Rabban Lakula. You know, is this a birur? Is this a hachra? In terms of a chazaka, the chorah, this should be the question. This could be over in Nafimina. If we view chazaka, her cheskas kashrus, as a birur, so if it's a birur for her, it's a birur for her daughter also. You can't distinguish. However, the moment that we're going to view it as a hachra, what does hachra mean? It means we don't know whether she was nivelet lekasher or whether she was nivelet plus. We really don't know. But the Torah tells us, we don't know, behave in a certain manner. What we call a hachra, that we call a hisnagus. Behave in a certain manner. Treat her as though she was nivelet lekasher. That's when we treat her, because she has this chazaka. But if all we're doing is treating her in this way because she has a chazaka, and then her daughter doesn't have the chazaka, who says we could treat her daughter in the same manner? Namely, that the moment we're dealing with hachros, it doesn't have to follow through logically. We can have a tarik in the sasim. You have hachros. We have a gemara of shnei shvilin, right? That we have shnei shvilin. Under one of the shvilin, we have a mace. We have Reuben goes over shvil A, and Shimon goes over shvil B. When Reuben comes to ask his question to the Rav, what do? I walked over a shvil. Maybe there was a mace there. The Rav paskins for him, Safek Tumah versus Harabi Mistahar. When Shimon goes and asks the question, the Rav paskins from him also, Safek Tumah versus Harabi Mistahar. When the Rebbe comes down and says, how can they both be Tahar? Right? How can they both be right? How can they both be Tahar? So then, we say, that's a Hachra. We're Machriya for Reuven, his Hachra. We're Machriya for Shimon, his Hachra. Even though it's a tar to the sasre. So also, we can say over here, for the mother, we're machriya, that she is kshera, and for the bat, we're machriya, or not, we're not machriya, so she remains with Rabbi Yeshua's shema psula, she's a suffix psula. I, it's a tar to the sasre, if the mother is kshera, as Shuki pointed out, then the kid must be kosher. That goes hand in hand. But that's only if we're building the mother on a birur. But if we're building the mother on a hachra, on a isnagus, who says this applies? So what Tosas takes for granted, and what the Rashash takes for granted, b'chara toloi, in Srulu, it's a skachira. Do we have over here a birur or a chazaka? And the Tosas understood either that we're, I mean, Tosas maybe when we're somech on her bari, or we're somech on Sheikh Speka, or we're somech, or somech on, so all these questions, is a migo a birur or a hachra? Is a sveksveka a birur or a hachra? Right? So all of these are valid questions to raise. Should we apply from the bas, from the mother to the bas? Okay, so we certainly have over here two sides, even without getting involved in manga asu biyuksin. Tosas puts that as the second side. So let's continue in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Amay Rav Papa Abaye Liziri the Amar Maimedaberes Mistera. Amar Rav Yeshua Lo Mehemda. Is Rav Yeshua Cholek on Rav? Amar Rav, and Rav is kind of almost Tanahu. Rav has this, what Rav says is very, very powerful. Malkin Al HaYichud Ve'ein Osrin Al HaYichud Lema Delo Rav Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua over here seems to say Osrin al HaYichud, and Rav says Ein Osrin al HaYichud. Before we see what Rabbi Yeshua's answer is, what does it mean to say Ein Osrin al HaYichud? What does it mean to say Ein Osrin al HaYichud? Yes. So you raise the question: are we talking over here about a pnuya and eishes ish? That's the question that you saw in Tosfos and the Rashba and the Rambam. They all raise this question about a pnuya or an eishes ish. No matter which one we're talking about, whether we're talking about a pnuya or an eishes ish, what does it mean to say ein osrin al hayichud? That, I mean, so what is it? What are we passing? That Ein Osrin al HaYichud means that Yichud is not enough to create what? Okay, that's a suffix. That the Yichud, and what's our question? Whether she was Nivala. Our question is if she was nivala. If she is a safek nivala, then she's asura. Safek nivala, so she's asura la kohen. Doing a deraisa plane, and she aishas ish, she's asura la baila. We're saying that ish, that yichud alone doesn't create a safek. If there had been kinui and then sira, if she had been warned and then there was yichud, then the Torah tells us that creates avedas asafek, right? Kinui and sira creates avedas asafek, but yichud alone, according to Rav, doesn't create a suffix. And that Gemara asks kind of Rabbi Yeshua's public. Rabbi Yeshua says we have this woman who was misyachedet, and we say maybe she was nivelet lemamzer. And over here Rav says, ein osur nala yichud. Where is that true across the board, ein osur nala yichud? What does Tosfos raise over here? Gemara in the Garib, Dapsadi Allah from the days. Gabi Ahi, Noef Da'ayah Vagabah, Hahi Isisa, Lama Datatam. And over there, the Gemara says that we, That had it not been, in other words, for a certain statement, that we would be otzer al ha-yichud. So that says Yeshomar the noik shining. What? And with that, by a noik, that already is a suffix. In other words, that when we're dealing with Don Juan or whoever is this noik, right? Then we have a suffix. That already, in other words, yichud with Don Juan creates a suffix. Yichud with Tony Almani doesn't create a suffix. I mean, the moment we're dealing with the question, is there a leis asafek? It's not a leis asafek. That not only depends upon the woman, it also depends upon the man. So even though this woman, this is her first defense, and so that on mitzida, it wouldn't create a leis asafek if we have a serial criminal, so then already you have a leis asafek. Okay? If we don't have a leis asafek, why don't we have malchus? There's no leis asafek, so why are we so quick on the trigger with malchus? Malchus is barak, right? But in other words, that this, you know, that we have over here, sometimes you can have a leman yishmu v'yiro, even without it, it's a suffix that we saw in the Rambam. That, you know, that the Malchus Mardus, doesn't have to go according to the rules of the game. That Chazal can use Malchus Mardus if they want to prevent problems. In other words, you can make, you know, that this is called the Einei HaDayanim. The Dayanim can feel that if we will be machmir in a certain area, it'll prevent problems from arising. Halachah, might say this woman is muteret, ain't otzer nala yichud. However, on lo tova hashmua, they're already chazakim malchus. As we pointed out already in the previous sugya, when we dealt with the kufri, when we dealt with that fellow who was buried at Pesach Pesuach Matzah, so even if we're going to say that maybe he's ne'emah, and b'chol he's going to get malchus. It's not a tarat to the sasri. So over here also, ain't otzer nala yichud, u'b'chol zot malchin nala yichud. So the question over here is one of Leidas Hasafik. Again, this fits in very nicely with the Godel Echad's view of the whole sugya. The question is, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua Kolik, is there Leidas Hasafik or is there not Leidas Hasafik? Here we see, Ein Osir Nala Yichud, there's no Leidas Hasafik. If there's no Leidas Hasafik, so what do we do to Rabbi Yeshua? So what does Gemara do to Rabbi Yeshua? Hafiu tem Rabbi Yeshua. Ma'ala Osu B'yuchsin. Ma'ala Osu B'yuchsin. What is this din of Ma'ala Asu the yuksin? And clearly it's a wrench throwing, is that what it's called? You throw a wrench into the cogs, right? Because it breaks, it messes up everything. Ma'ala asu the yuksin means that's why we have over here, according to Yeshua, an Isa. That's why we're not going to believe her bari. We're not going to believe the chazaka. We're not going to believe the sphinx fake. We're not going to believe everything we said previously. Ma'ala asu the yuksin. A chumra. We have over here a chumra. But how far does this chumra go? What did you see? Do you see a Machlokas Rishonim? Or do you see a Rishon? Let's look at Tosfos Rit again. Okay, Tosfos Rit, I told you, is on Yud Gimel on the Days. It's not our Gemara, but it happens to be found by the editor on Daf Yud Gimel on the Days. Okay, probably if there would be an art school, they would have printed the whole Daf again, put the Tosfos Rit on the bottom of the Daf. Right? So, with a little line on the side. And so over here, the Tosfos Rit says, Umahadir ma'ala asu v'yuchsin perish. Dilo asara Rav Yehoshua. Ela imahoyesa pnuya shiloti nasei v'kohen. Damrinan dilma nivela v'pasula. Avo v'ba'ala lo asara afilu imhaya ba'ala kohen. So what over here is this thing of Ma'ala Asu V'yuchsin according to Tosfos Rid? What would we call this in the genre of halachos? Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua is machmir. What's next word? L'chatchila. It's a l'chatchila. Icing on the cake. L'chatchila. Really, really, actually went ahead and gotten married to the Kohen. We never would divorce her on this basis. However, l'chatchila, she shouldn't get married to a Kohen, because we have over here a situation where even though al-pi din there is no eras ha-safek, that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with, we have a bari, we have a chazaka, we have a sveitzveika, we have a migo, even though all of these work over here, and basically, why was Rabbi Yeshua chug in the previous Mishnayos? Because there we were dealing with Toin v'nitan, and in Toin v'nitan you have cheskas mama, and cheskas mama, that wins. But here we have no cheskas mama, we're doing pure Yisr v'heter. And in the world of Yisr v'heter, l'chora Rabbi Nabuyo is correct, that we have over here no veda sasafek for all the reasons that we gave. And we saw Rav agrees with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rav says, ein otru nal hayichud, there's no veda sasafek. However, the same way that Chazal will give Malkos, Malkan al hayichud, because they want to create a geder around the world of Tzniyus, over here, he have Malo of Asul Yuchsim, l'chatkilo, this woman shouldn't marry a Kohen. L'chatkilo, the daughter, shouldn't marry a Kohen. So l'chatkilo, nothing more. Divorcer. Right. However, you realize that we should be able to find a Rishon who disagrees with that. Because the language of Rabbi Yoshua, Lo mitia anu chayin, ela harezu v'cheskas mu'uberes, when the sinu v'manzer, atzatabi reilev d'vareha, I mean, that language does not appear to be, we have over here a chumra l'chatchila. So, did you find the Rishon who disagrees? Okay, you could open up your book. The Rashba quotes a Ravid who is similar to the Tosfos Rid, that it's all on a L'chatchila plane. And the Rashba says, Ein halashon mechuvar l'fi perusho. That's not Tana Nesugya. The Harali Perusha Behedya. My Ein Osrin Eishes Ish al Ba'ala Ka'amar. U'mistabrod Rav Yoshua afilu be'eishes ish ka'amar. U'be'eishes kohen the Osrin Osa al Hayichud. The Ha'a Kishvuya Avivla, Mishum Da'in Apotropos La'arayas, Kisa B'samot, which we'll see the next Sugya, Ha'a Kimucha Ferej Perch Ein Ma'amidin, Ha'a Kimucha Pesas L'Kamon, Yabi Arvitz Arusaso, maybe that the proofs of the Rashba are going to be in the Sugya that we're going to be coming to, but Halach L'Maisa, he says that Ma'la Asu B'yuchsin means that we have two standards. What are the two standards? We have a double standard. One standard for X and one standard for Y. Yisrael and Kohenim. On the level of Yisrael, we paskin, ein malkin, ein osrin al hayichud. Ein osrin al hayichud. That's on the level of Yisrael. Even on the level of an eishes ish Yisrael. However, if we're dealing with an eishes Kohen, there, osrin al hayichud. Vidyevet. Osrin al hayichud vidyevet. This woman is also to a Kohen even vidyevet. Namely that Rabbi Yeshua is giving us a double standard. I'll agree with you, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, on the level of Yisrael. On the level of Yisrael, over here, there's no chash via, even by an Eishes Ish, an Osrin al Hayichud. I'll agree with you, because we have Rabari, because we have the Chazaka, we have the Sveikzveika, we have the Migo, everything else that we have. However, on the level of Kohen, Ma'ala Osu B'yuchsin, even the Diyavet. Okay, so we're going to have, so what this leaves us for in terms of coming attractions is that we have two areas to deal with in terms of old business, and then a lot of new business that comes up. The old business is we're going to have to check the Rambam's Shita. That we don't know what pushed the Rambam. Magid Mishnah mentions Eman HaMetzim Atzmo Russia, Adam Kor Beitzel Atzmo. Rambam doesn't mention anything like that. Kind of what pushed the Rambam was something in the Sugya. What pushed the Rambam to learn all of this on a Drabbanan plane? What are the ramifications of learning this on a Drabbanan plane? That we'll try to see if we could figure it out from within the Sugya. B, what pushed the Rashba to disagree with the elegancy of the Tosfos Rid? Right, Mala also be used like Mala. Mala, it's a Chumrah. Like we have in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, that we have by this that this month there are 10. What is it called? Huh? In the world of in Shabbos, where we have 10 chumras of Beis Shammai in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. Also, it's like Ma'ala also. You know, in the world of Tumah, we have certain chumras that they were Ma'ala chumra. But the Rashba felt that this is Nakshat in Rabbi Yoshua, and he says his proofs are from the upcoming Gemara. So let's try next time, if we can, to get down to the bottom of Gemara and Rashi, certainly to the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, up to Havu Arus V'Arus Asa, up to the last line, up to not including. We're going to have over here the concept of Ein Apotropos L'Arayos. That's a pretty powerful concept. What does that mean exactly? How does that impact on Ma'ala Asa V'Yuchsin? How does it impact the Chal? On whether Yichud should be a Leiret Safek, shouldn't be a Leiret Safek, Shvuya, the Din of Shvuya. Do we have over here chazakos that are involved that we haven't seen up to now? Is this similar to the Noach that we mentioned, that we would have a latest asafik in area A and not in area B? Think about that. And particularly, what I want to get involved in is Rov. Rov Sheirim, Rov Sulim, how does Rov impact on the Bari? Is Rov a Raya for? Is Rov a Raya against? What happens when you have a Bari against the Rov? Are there different types of Rov? So, again, we'll deal with the raw material we already dealt with in previous sugyas in terms of rov. It's a question over here of applying it. And then, see over here, the Tosfos as well. In terms of Achronim, so I mentioned the Shesh Maisasa deals with this in Shesh Maisasa days. Also, if I'm not mistaken, in one of the later Sheshmas, I think in Beis, certainly. Also in Torah, you have to check it out. And there's a long Arichus, the Stifler has a long Arichus in terms of question of Rov. You don't have to look at it. Just if you want, you're welcome to look at it. So it's only offers ideas. In the context of Rov, we'll also see the Rambam over there in Perek Tesvav Yochos Yisurei B Ochad Yud Dalei. Ochad Yud Dalei Geira Ali Shechoshishin LeDvareha. What over here is this? Okay, I think that's about it.
Yes, this is according to Rashba, does Zikin be possible?